All right, Chelsea with the Hiawatha National Forest is with us, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, tell me what's been done over in St. Ignace at Iroquois. That's interesting. I read the press release a couple of times in some of the pictures you have there that the work that's been done there is it's remarkable, actually.
Yeah, it has been a lot of work. This project is a three-year project, and this was the third year of that. It was a restoration project that was both inside and outside of the lighthouse. So on the outside of the lighthouse in the last couple of years, there was a couple of crews from our partners in HistoriCorps and with Youth Work that joined Forest Service staff to strip that old paint from the exterior masonry. They also then repaired it with a new paint that was breathable that will help to maintain that masonry for a longer time. They also helped to restore the building of, or the wall, the stone wall around the buildings as well. And then this year, they were able to move inside of that tower to, again, work with that breathable masonry coating that allows that vapor to escape and will help to restore that tower.
So how old is this lighthouse? It goes way back, doesn't it?
This is an old lighthouse, yeah, and we have lots of information on the lighthouse on our webpage. Let's see, I'll have to take a look at the lighthouse residences were built in 1855, so this is an old historic structure that is also very popular. We see anywhere between 40 and 50,000 visitors a year to the lighthouse alone, so a real popular spot.
So is the work done yet, or is there still, they still have another year to go on it?
Well, this was a three-year project that was funded by the Great American Outdoors Act, and this was the third year. And so we are very happy that we had our crews over to help us complete this project this year.
Okay, anything else people should know about this lighthouse, how people can visit it, and whatnot?
Sure. So the lighthouse is going to be is open during the summertime. It will be closing shortly here for the season, and we have information on that posted on our website. But if folks can drive by, obviously, and take a look and can come and visit us again next year if they wanted to go inside.